Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 on the Pacific Coast, 5 if you're listening live in the East. Thank you ever so fucking much for listening. We appreciate it. Sorry we dropped out yesterday in the middle of the live. We kept recording, so if you were listening live and you missed the ending, we download the podcast. You can hear how great that was. Actually, yes. there was quite a lot of shit. We're not streaming. I wonder why we're not streaming. Yeah. Fuck.
No, but there was some weird fuckers that we played yesterday. It was those like Nick Fuentes types yesterday that were particularly crazy.
Yeah, the white nationalist boys that are thrilled. Especially after Roe.
Yeah. Well, hey, guys, what's up with the Christian nationalism? That should be something no one wants to say, even if you're into it, because you should be embarrassed. But now people are just like, oh, look at me. I'm a Christian nationalist. Isn't that special? Well, isn't that special? You can't just be a Christian nationalist, right? Just an out nationalist?
Yes. Sorry, some really smelly liquid poured out of the bottom of the Kong toy as I was handing it to her.
Gross, man.
Thanks for joining us. I said that part. What didn't I say? Amazon. Hey, thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you anything. Just Jeff Bezos slinging some cash in our direction. He won't miss it. Trust me.
No.
And you can use the banner on the webpage too.
Does he know how much money he has? Like when he goes to the store, is he like, okay, I just spent $35. That means I have X amount of money.
I have $200,747,362,743.27.
Oh, not bad. Not bad, Jeff. There's no way people like that just aren't bizarre.
I mean, I guess.
No, if in the back of your mind, you know, you'd be like, you know, maybe this weekend I'm going to go to Verona because I want to go to some restaurant there.
This weekend I'm going to buy Verona.
That makes you feel differently. I think you have less, maybe different stress.
He's going to take down a beloved
bridge. I would be like, if somebody made my boat, built me a boat, and they said, okay, here's your boat. We got to blow up a bridge for it to get out to sea. I'd be like, oh my God, people are going to hate me. People hate me anyway because I'm a big, rich douchebag. Now I'm going to take out a historical landmark or something. A bridge. And fuck if it's a landmark or not. People actually use the motherfucker to get around.
Yeah, he was going to put it back together.
There's nowhere you have to go. Where do you have to be on a boat the size of a football field? You don't have to be anywhere.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlines this wonderful Thursday. Let's check the HuffPo, that commie pinko liberal.
Iffy.
Rig.
Wee-wee.
That's how they say it in Wisconsin. Rig. You get that little hard A in there. So it's rig. Rig.
Right.
But not rag.
Right.
Not rig. It's rig. Nearly 200 House GOPers vote against protecting birth control.
Oh, I saw this shit. I mean, what is your fucking problem?
Well, God. See, this is the kind of shit that the Democrats need to be doing, though, because it really shows how crazy these assholes are.
Yeah.
But they're, I think many of them are saying, this is crazy. This is the Democrats fear-mongering. This is something that's not necessary. More legislation and rules that we don't need. Nobody's coming after contraception. And they're saying the same shit about same-sex marriage.
They lie to
Nobody's coming after that.
See, and here's the problem. Here's the problem. So I'm a Democrat, and I'm going to say, fuck you, you motherfucking liar. And the world says back to me, you're being a shrill little bitch. And then you know what the Democrats do? You know, no. You know what
you say it shrilly and bitchily?
Hell yes, I do. Because okay. You're talking about birth control, motherfucker. The Republicans have lost all civility is up your ass. You can send those little Therabots to find civility. That's where civility is, in your anal cavity.
Callback to yesterday's show.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But we're afraid to be shrill. We can't be mean to them because people are like, oh, you're being loud. You're not being polite. Polite is for fucking pussies at this point, motherfucker. The Nazis have moved in. Go fuck yourself.
Coffee's for closers!
I'm gonna shove this watch up your ass.
Oh, is that button unbuttoned? Oh, man. That means that I think the whole opening echoed. Fuck. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. That's my fault.
No,
the engineer
probably were like,
had not pressed a button.
I think I'm still on mushrooms, maybe some people.
Oh, I thought you meant me. I was like, something got slipped and I didn't. And maybe I would wish the whole past, I don't know, 5-6 years were a whole trip. That would be great.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
Find out that, you know, Hillary really won.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Trump would be president now.
The House passed the Right to Contraception Act today, a bill that codifies the right to birth control and other contraceptives, amid fears that the Supreme Court may come for that aspect of reproductive health care next.
Yes.
After the High Court repealed Roe versus Wade's protection of abortion rights last month.
Oh, shit.
The bill passed despite 195 Republicans who voted against it. For a final vote of 228-195, Republicans, why do they got to do this? Republicans who voted against the legislation included Reps Matt Gaetz of Florida. Why is he first? Why do you got to shame us first?
Diddler.
Paul Gosar, Jack Bergman of Michigan, Joe Wilson, South Carolina. Just 8 Republicans voted in favor. Just 8 Republicans.
You know,
voted to protect contraception.
That's nice. Wait, Matt Gaetz voted to protect it.
No,
he did not. God, Matt.
No, he voted with 195.
Yeah.
But they just highlighted him here at the HuffPo.
I'm going to ask a hypothetical in Florida. Say you live in Florida and
that's not hypothetical. Well, yes.
Say you're a minor and your elected representative gets you pregnant.
As in coal or diamonds, or as in I'm under 18?
I'm under 18. Okay. And you get pregnant by this elected representative. Do you have to have his baby in Florida? Is there an exception? Is there
it's 15 weeks right now.
My representative raped the exception?
On it.
Exception?
15 weeks right now, but they're working on it.
Okay. Matt Gaetz is against birth control. Jesus.
But I think they're afraid of that because I think they do realize that the state, you know, DeSantis was elected by, 20,000-30,000 fucking votes? And Trump only won by 3 points, maybe, something like that. It's not, there's no blowout Republican state. I don't know why there's this illusion that this is a blood red state. It ain't. Because there's a lot of people in Miami and Orlando and where's Disney? Orlando.
Yeah. Don't you think that now that they got rid of Roe, now the battle cry will be, oh, they're going to take it back. So the fear that the Democrats are coming for they're going to bring back abortion if you don't come out.
But
and
I
vote.
Think they abortion is, should be back.
Yes.
And I think most 70% of the people agree with that.
Of course.
So very, very few states.
Yeah.
It's going to be like an overwhelming majority.
Yeah.
And it's just going to happen, which is why what many people said. Argued, but many activists on the good side argued that Roe was shaky from the beginning, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg mentioned that at one point.
Right.
That it was, you know, on shaky ground, but now it's precedent and they've established his right to privacy. So there you go. And the argument was due process instead of equal access or something like
that. Yeah.
I might be talking out my ass, but something right. to do with they didn't use the right argument at the time.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, I remember that.
I forgot what my point was, where I was going.
Well,
here the dog hit me with the Kong toy.
I mean, that makes sense. Like, most people want abortion, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
But then how...
So they said it would go... You know, the states eventually would just be dragged there.
Yeah.
Because popular opinion and people think there should be abortion. There should be limits. You can't... You know, maybe it shouldn't be crowning at 9 months and you can stand there with a nail gun.
Well, here's what I don't understand. Fuck popular opinion, because you're actually talking about someone's, like, rights. And if the majority of the people in this country don't think women should have reproductive rights, why should that fucking matter? That's your human rights, and that's not up for votes.
What's the it's a large percentage of abortions happen in the first or second trimester.
Yeah.
Mostly the first trimester, because women find out they're pregnant. They're like, oh my God.
And I think a large portion of medical procedures, they're more effective when the doctor gets to make a decision.
Yeah.
Without worrying about legislation or going to jail.
And aren't most abortions drug-induced these days?
Yeah.
Anyway?
Yeah.
Jeez.
This is the party of small government. Small-minded.
Yeah.
Dumb fucking government.
The Senate recently introduced a companion measure that will likely see a vote sometime next week.
Yay.
Despite the flurry of action on reproductive rights in the House, all the recently passed healthcare rights bills are likely doomed to die by filibuster in the Senate.
Damn! Oh, shit. Well.
The Right to Contraception Act. This is something we need.
Why is it going to die in the Senate?
What does that say about our society?
Well,
that we have to pass this. We have to say, hey, people should have a right to contraception.
We are way too tolerant of these religious fuckers. That's what it says. It says that we haven't beaten back these religious conservatives enough because we live in a theocracy. If we have a rule... I mean, this abortion thing is about evangelicals. Evangelicals when they think life fucking starts. Because it's kind of not the same for a lot of religions. It's different. You know? And the only reason we have this issue is because there's a lot of white evangelicals in government. You know?
Codifies the right to birth control into federal law by creating a statutory right for people to obtain and use contraceptives, as well as codifying protections for physicians who provide contraceptives. The bill protects a range of contraceptives approved by the FDA and defines contraception as any action taken to prevent pregnancy, including the use of contraceptives or fertility awareness-based methods and sterilization procedures.
You know what I love? I'm talking to the GOP people. There are so many dumb fucking Republican legislators, and I am listening to some deep fucking science over here that I know you guys have. Louis Gohmert, you have no grasp of what that vile experience is reading, but I bet you have an opinion on it. Like, they don't understand any of this shit.
It's guerrilla fighting. You are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start doing in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
I love that other guy. Oh, yeah, you studied military history. Sure, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I took some history in college, too, and I, nobody oh, yeah? mentioned... Nobody mentioned the hand jobs.
Somebody skipped a couple of chapters. Yeah, and, Damn. We left that out of the cliff notes.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo. 195 Yay. House Republicans voted against
so stupid.
Birth control protections.
We're going to send the gazpacho after you.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Ooh, wee wee.
Headline there.
Yes.
As soon as I fucking open it up. Biden COVID, all in red.
Damn! But he's fully vaccinated. What's going on?
Because you can still get COVID when you're fully vaccinated.
But it's not as serious.
Correct.
They're saying his symptoms are mild even.
Yes. President Joe Biden tested positive for COVID today and is experiencing, quote, mild symptoms, the White House said in a statement.
You know,
Biden, 79.
Oh, shit.
Is being treated with the antiviral Paxlovid and is fully vaccinated and twice boosted. White House COVID coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha.
Wait. There's a what? There's a what? At the White House?
There's a White House COVID coordinator.
They needed a COVID coordinator when Trump was president, literally for the COVID, though.
Said Biden's tired, has a runny nose and a dry cough. Biden felt fine when he went to bed, but didn't sleep great.
Yeah.
Canceled a planned event for today in Pennsylvania due to the diagnosis.
You know,
but he did work in the White House.
Right. If I'm sorry, I just want to ask real quick, when Trump had COVID, do you remember when Trump had COVID when he was in the White House?
Yeah, they finally had to drag him to the hospital.
It was serious, right?
It was a lot more serious. Yeah, yeah.
Was it just a runny nose and a dry cough?
No, his oxygen levels were dropping.
Boy, COVID really got you, but Joe Biden, mild. Why was it so serious for the orange Nazi fuck? What happened? Why couldn't Trump? I can't wait
till we get more on that story. Right now we're busy with January 6th, but I can't wait till a book comes out and details all of what happened then.
That dumb fuck got COVID and was in the limousine breathing all over everybody right after the hospital, right? He did like a victory lap around the hospital for the press, breathing all over everybody.
The Biden's case was detected as part of his regularly scheduled test.
Hello.
He got his routine test this morning that he does. And when the doctor asked him further about symptoms, because he tested positive, that's when the president mentioned, maybe I was a little tired last night.
Right. Right. What does this mean for QAnon?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I can't even imagine what they're saying on Fox News about Biden's got COVID.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone's eager for him to pass, because then that would be President Kamala Harris.
Right. What's wrong with that? It's a Democrat, right?
She would do an adequate job. I don't know what kind of job a Democrat can do with a hostile Senate.
You know what was tough? That would be tough. That's tough. A Democrat dealing with a hostile Senate is tough. But what was tough for me was when we announced that Trump had COVID on this show. I'm not laughing the whole time. I don't know why. Even when we say it now, when I go back to remembering what that was like with all the bullshit.
Do you remember him making them take him out for a circle around?
That's what I was talking about. He was in the limousine. Yeah, in the limo. Breathing over everybody. So he's disgusting. He wasn't vaccinated. They didn't have the vaccine then, right?
No, he didn't. I thought they did. Maybe.
God.
Maybe not. But he definitely got those...
what's up, Shell?
I just think it's like, I don't know. I wonder if, do you think Ivanka was concerned about her dad having COVID and the kids care? Do you think Do you think, I can't remember his name, that ugly one with the blonde hair.
Narrow it down.
Fucking weird looking ferret guy. Oh, Eric.
Eric.
Did he, was he upset? He's like, Dad, you have COVID.
I can't imagine a whole lot of empathy flying around in any direction in that family. I mean,
all the COVID, none of the empathy.
it just is bizarre to me to think that there's anything resembling a loving family. It's so fucked up.
How about this for a loving family? Imagine this is a family. Hey, Dad, they're overthrowing the government right now. Do you want to make a speech?
Fuck you. I'm kind of busy.
Kind of. Sitting there.
What do you mean Pence won't get in the car?
send the Secret Service that likes me to hang his ass.
Let us see what else is going. Those are your headlines, everybody.
Yay.
Very, very exciting.
Ooh, wee wee.
It's hot, let's say, as fuck.
Oh, yes.
Out there.
Are you talking about the climate?
Sure. The 160 million people experiencing triple digit weather in this country.
it's so nice in Florida that you're able to use the term climate change officially. I don't even know why it's nice. It's just nice that we're allowed to say it. We should be able to beat it now. Good.
Temperatures will even approach the 100-degree mark by Sunday in major cities along the I-95 corridor.
Ooh.
In New York City, the lengthy heat wave could be the longest in nearly 10 years.
Damn.
The last time New York City strung together 7 consecutive days over 90 was in July of 2013.
You know, the thing about climate change, will it eventually make New York shitty enough so, like, I want to move there someday that I can afford an apartment. Nobody wants to live there.
Allentown, PA, 97. Dulles, Virginia, 100. Philadelphia, God. Pennsylvania, 100.
Damn, they're fighting in
Newark,
Philly tonight.
New Jersey, 102.
Go fuck yourself. There's going to be more violence. Oh, yeah. This is fighting weather.
Yeah, they're not used to it up there.
I like exercising in the heat. I think it's safer because you're less likely to pull something, you know, because your body's loose. You just got to drink
water.
Right,
you'll be really loose when you dropped out of heat exhaustion and
you just eat some bananas.
Heart palpitations. or get bitten by a copper, cotton moth or a copper.
I hate all those fucking snakes, man. Those are just the bad snakes. And, I sent you that reel. That's the kind of shit I see all the time on Facebook. that little cobra.
The little wee cobra. Little baby cobra in a basket.
It's a weird subculture of people that like to make videos of themselves handling snakes, and then they're very happy at the same time. Even though the snakes, a lot of them are poisonous.
Venomous.
There's a lot of... Oh, excuse me. Is it really... You can't say poisonous?
No, poisonous is something like a toad, where if you lick it or eat it, you're hit with venom is injected into you by a critter.
Venom is what to humans? Venom is?
Toxic?
No. Almost.
Bad?
No.
Necrotic? Some.
Then what?
Some are paralytic.
People say poisonous snake. I've heard that.
I know.
Are they wrong? Is venomous right? I should know. I get videos. That's all I watch on my stupid fucking phone.
No one usually gives a shit, but the correct usage is venomous.
You know,
for a snake.
There's these two dumb fucks. They were like, are you never, look what we got in this bucket. And they open the bucket. Oh, look at that cobra. He just sticks his head out. They're fucking poking it with sticks and everything. I'm rooting for that snake, I guess. Dumbasses.
Let's see what else is going on this lovely day. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Although I
practice 7 days a week.
Yes.
My faithlessness.
Me too. But, you know, I was thinking climate change would be worse for the snake sitch because, you know, there'd be less dry land, so we'd have a concentration of those motherfuckers wherever there's dry land. But it's going to be hotter. and they might not be able to survive. Maybe they'll die. Maybe they'll die off. I would love to see that in my life, a world with no snakes. Oh, my God.
Well, but, you know, snakes have their place.
That, yeah, I know, man.
In the food chain and stuff.
What do they eat?
Well, different places, different shit. Critters.
Yeah.
Rats, rodents.
Ooh, these snakes.
Other
are so
snakes,
horrible,
bugs.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
Small children.
Cats can eat mice.
Small
and rats.
Pets.
I love cats. They can eat rats and mice, right?
Depending on the cat, yeah.
You can get some
larger
dogs.
Cats can eat people,
right?
India. Yeah, we have several examples.
Oh, I don't like those cats either. We might do something about them too.
Ivermectin is trending because people are
sad for
people
us.
Are wondering if Biden is being recommended ivermectin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like,
somebody's doing some trolling.
Alex Jones is probably like, we're not going to share any ivermectin with Joe Biden. He's Illuminati.
Wait, didn't that motherfucker here in Florida buy a million doses, or was that hydroxychloroquine?
Hydroxychloroquine, Pat. He
bought
a million.
Don't vote for him. Trust us.
Well, at least
do not vote for DeSantis for anything. We live here. We know what this motherfucker is doing.
I
don't do it.
I can't even make words about it. It's like this place. Drive through it. I've lived in California, in Illinois, in Georgia, which is like here, but you know, and in places like, you know, Chicago, they have issues with the roads because of the fucking snow and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, there are lights in that state. There are lights in California. There are no lights here at night. It's dark as shit.
Few.
And very stabby. But sure, we will make the whole country like it is here.
Good.
Okay.
What a great idea.
Yeah, alligators all around. How do you like that?
The also in L News.
Yes.
The you know, COVID is still COVID-ing.
Yes.
I guess they've got
this is the BA-52 variant or whatever the fuck it is. Right. The B-52s.
Love Shack, baby.
Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster.
Can we name variants after bands that we like? I like the B-52s.
Sure. Well, that's great. Hey, what about bands? It should be bands we don't like. You'd want it to be the
oh, right,
fucking
right.
Three Doors Down variant and yeah. and Nickelback variant.
I like this guy, but I would say the John Mellencamp variant. No, I'm sorry, the John Cougar Mellencamp variant. That's different. We're gonna have so many, you know. You can have the Starship variant, the Jefferson Starship variant, the Jefferson Airplane variant.
He started out as John Cougar, right? And then, well, I mean, in the world, he began as John Mellencamp.
Yes.
Then his rock star name was John Cougar, and then he decided to go back to his name, and he was John Cougar Mellencamp.
Right.
And now has he dropped the cougar?
Do you think there are show choirs out there like practicing his music going,
sure, yes,
sucking on a chili dog at no. The Tasty Freeze off.
Well, maybe. Tonight is the next hearing for the January 6th panel.
Oh, yeah. I'm watching.
And they will
that
be
shit.
Focusing on 187 minutes, Ryan.
Okay.
Of Trump not doing fuck all. Just watching while people were calling and texting. Mark Meadows was like Wonder Woman batting off bullets with her wristbands, just trying with texts from Hannity and all the guys that were in motherfucking Republican assholes that were inside the siege saying, tell the president to call these motherfuckers off.
The Capitol Police said they had 3 hours of hand-to-hand combat with these fucking maggots.
Right.
I mean, and the thing is, I was listening to some shit up on NPR about this, and this very civilized newscaster is like, and he said, and then he finally told him that they're very special and he loved them.
Very special. We love you.
God, that's psycho.
I understand it was stolen and Pence, you know.
Are you talking?
Pence, you know.
No, was I don't know Trump talking to the said. Guy in the horns that took a shit sure, in yeah, Congress? Yeah. He's very special.
Less feces, please.
You love him. You love him, Donald.
So yeah, tonight is the probe continues.
Oh, geez.
And they're going to focus on this. I can't wait for. We'll be playing this motherfucker tomorrow.
Right.
The blooper reel. Have you seen this?
No.
Of his the next day video okay. that he put out. They've got it.
Are they going to play it tonight?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no. Oh, yeah, tonight, I think.
Oh, hell yes. Oh, hell yes. God, that's testing my atheism right there. Thank you, Jesus. For providing that. Thank you.
The January 6th committee.
Wee wee.
The next hearing will air outtakes from Trump's post-Capitol riot video address, where the former president was reluctant to condemn his supporters for their actions. The next hearing is tonight.
Do you think the Watergate hearings would have been different if they had like iPhone footage of Nixon drunk talking to paintings in the Oval Office?
I mean, I guess.
You know, we have.
But there'd be a lot more iPhone footage of police beating the living shit out of.
That's true.
Out of protesters yeah. and earlier black people.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody should go back in time and drop an iPhone in there.
They're going to air outtakes from the speech Trump gave the day after his supporters violently invaded the U.S. Capitol building. The video was among Trump's first known instances of agreeing to an orderly transition to the Biden administration. Remember that was his hostage video the next day?
Yeah.
There'll be an orderly transition.
That's a lie. There will not be. For that to happen, you need to get in your time machine and go back in time. And tell the Proud Boys to not storm the Capitol. There was no orderly transition.
But
that's a falsehood.
Washington Post reported that Trump's speech had several outtakes where he refused to concede the election was over, and the taping dragged on and on as he struggled to hold his supporters accountable.
Oh, my God.
For the attack, CNN corroborated the report, saying the committee has those outtakes and expects to show them at the hearing.
Kablam! I can't wait to see that. I am looking forward to that.
The public could get its first glimpse of outtakes from that recording Thursday night, says the Washington Post. Not only did Trump do nothing despite repeated entreaties by senior aides to help end the violence, but he sat back and enjoyed watching it for 187 minutes.
What
he reluctantly condemned it.
Dumb fuck.
In a 3-minute speech the evening of the 7th, only after the efforts to overturn the 2020 election had failed and after aides told him that members of his own cabinet were discussing invoking the 25th Amendment to remove him from office.
And, you know,
meanwhile, this is 14 days before Biden was going to be president inaugurated. They were talking about removing his ass 14 days beforehand, but it would have dragged on.
Didn't they kind of send him to Mar-a-Lago anyway?
No, he played around for a while. He didn't leave for Mar-a-Lago officially till that last day.
Oh, you know. Why did he take all those files with him? Do you remember that?
Yeah, boxes of files.
That's weird.
With actual real classified material in them. Unlike Hillary's, where there were a gazillion emails, and they found two low-level security emails that were done ex post facto. They were gone through later and classified.
Right.
So, but when she was sent them, they weren't classified.
Now, the truth is, there was nothing. Hillary didn't do anything illegal with the email.
Right.
And that James Comey, that dumb fuck, had to say something. He had.
Because he had that rogue New York branch of the FBI that was going to announce it or something.
But it was all appearance. It was all appearance. And this is the same thing the liberals do. They are afraid of appearing biased against these fucking Nazis. And it's weak. It's weakness. You can't give a fuck what they think. So bastards.
Tonight will be the outtakes. Definitely watch those. We'll have them.
No, I can't.
We'll retweet
wait.
The videos and stuff, I'm sure, and put them on Facebook.
Just think of that.
For you to watch if you missed the video part of it, but we'll play the audio tomorrow. I can't wait.
That feeble.
I wonder
old...
if he's gonna swear and shit when he.
They better not bleep it out. I want to hear that. That feeble.
Oh, they won't. They won't.
Good.
I'll bet they won't.
They can't. Right? They can't bleep it out. We need to hear it.
Yeah, I'll bet they won't because they. They don't want any chance of him saying it's edited or they're beeping out stuff that he didn't say or whatever.
You know, Democrats, you have to think about that. Like, look at this old, feeble, diapered fuck. There's no reason to be nice to people, to Republicans, if that's who they want as their president. They are fucking ridiculous and don't deserve the time of fucking day. Fuck them. Quit being nice to them.
Poor Ejemplo.
Yeah.
For example, Melania, did you see this? Melania gave an interview.
Melanie.
To Fox News Digital.
Fox News Digital gave her an interview. Let's just compare FLOTUSes, shall we? Shall we? Who the anybody? Somebody would cut their arm off to get an interview with Michelle Obama. Are you kidding me? She's now Melanie is on Fox News Digital.
I don't know that it was taped. There's pictures of her sitting down for the interview, but they're at like a I don't know where the fuck they are. They're at the blue room of the White. Oh no, that's in February 2020.
This isn't even TV. This is the internet.
Former First Lady Melania Trump said Thursday that she was fulfilling her official duties as First Lady on January 6th.
Oh, yeah.
And told Fox News exclusively that she had been fully informed of the events taking place at the Capitol. Had she been fully informed?
Oh.
So she's trying to claim.
Oh, that she wasn't?
That she didn't know what was going on.
Oh, if I'm on the January 6th committee, I'm like, hey, let's see them receipts.
I would have immediately denounced the violence, she
said. Give me your fucking cell phone records and come testify.
Quote, on January 6, 2021, I was fulfilling one of my duties as First Lady of the United States of America, and accordingly, I was unaware of what was simultaneously transpiring at the U.S. Capitol building.
Lies! Lies and lies.
Oh, come on now, that ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
That is horseshit. The little Nazi FLOTUS is lying!
As with all first ladies who preceded me, it was my obligation to record the contents of the White House's historic rooms, including taking archival photographs of all the renovations. Several months in advance, I organized a qualified team of photographers, archivists, and designers to work with me in the White House to ensure perfect execution. As required, we scheduled January 6, 2021 to complete the work on behalf of our nation. She was serving the country, Ryan, taking pictures of the shitty decorations she put up in the White House.
I want to see the texts. I want her texts. Hey. If I'm on the select committee, I am going all in, baby. I want her shit, and I want her testifying. You know what I mean? I want her. She must know something. She's married to that fuck. She has to know something.
She went on to add that doing the taking the pictures and shit is a very significant undertaking and requires great care, attention to detail, and concentration, both in planning and execution, right?
God, make her testify, please. That's what the mob does. They go after the families of people. So let's do it. Let's bring her in. Let's get her text messages. Let's see if she's lying. Let's see what she was up to.
Meanwhile, Stephanie Grisham, we've seen her text.
Yeah.
To Melania Trump at 1:42 p.m.
Oh,
on June,
okay.
That said, do you want to tweet that peaceful protests are the right of every American, but there's no place for lawlessness and violence? And Melania said, no. No. One word.
I love you.
I'm busy taking pictures. How dare you interrupt me?
You know, if Michelle Obama said, you know what? I want to do an interview right now. Who would interview her?
Fox. Everybody.
Fox Digital.
No.
Would it be NBC?
How dare you?
CNBC Digital on the internet somewhere, yeah, hidden right, in 4chan. Right. No, it would be prime time.
TikTok only.
I'm on Fox News Digital.
Oh, we're
that
seeing.
Is sad.
Look at. There's another headline over here. I will never regret helping my family, says Chris Cuomo, defiant as he launches his new podcast.
Oh fuck,
Chris Cuomo.
God. Cuomo.
So that's going to be his rehabilitation. I'll never regret helping my family. Even though it was against policy, it wasn't against the law to help my brother with those accusations.
Download my podcast. I mean, if it was Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo talking about all the bad shit that they've done to each other, there'd be a place for that podcast, maybe. But what's Chris Cuomo going to talk about that I give a fuck about?
I don't know, news. Probably.
That's out there.
The Chris Cuomo Project.
Is he a creep, or is it just his brother, or wasn't there some creepage with him, or?
Maybe. I mean, covering up for his brother, but Chris Cuomo. He may have had his own creepage.
I can find my new, don't listen to their podcast. Listen to this fucking podcast. Fuck them.
Hello, I'm.
I think we're going to be hit with an ad here.
For Cuomo's?
This is, he's at his house, I guess, so he's doing this shit from home.
Wow. You used to be the face of CNN, you dumb fuck.
Hello, I'm Chris Cuomo, and welcome to my home. First, thank you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all the good thoughts. Thank you for checking in on me and the family, and for telling me to get back here. I really appreciate all of it. More than you can imagine. I'm sorry it took this long.
I don't give a fuck. I don't do.
Yeah, I'm. I
who is he talking
I
to?
I mean, you know, I didn't dislike Chris Cuomo, but was there were there crowds clamoring?
Oh yes,
for Chris Cuomo to come back. Like, I mean, honestly, I don't.
It was like when Martin and Lewis would play Broadway back in the day. There were traffic jams.
Martin and Lewis.
I miss. Yeah, Chris Cuomo. Wow. It's like when all in the
Can
cast
you go farther back. How yeah. about how about?
It's like when the cast all
I'm going
the family
to a nice Mary Pickford
mobbed.
Movie at the Silence.
Oh, it's Charlie Chaplin. Yeah, you should do silent movies, Chris. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's kind of in the who gives a fuck file. I'll agree. Chris Cuomo is
Cuomo. You read the teleprompter on CNN and you were good at it. And you were good at interviewing people, you know. But then you helped out your brother with his creepy shit when you went out of your way to say that you weren't involved, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. my second home state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
The Robin Voss.
The Nazi.
The state assembly speaker. He's horrible. But
in Wisconsin, man.
But.
Jesus.
He's now ratting on Trump.
Right.
Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN in Milwaukee. WISN Milwaukee.
Oh, shit.
That the former president called him within the last week to ask him again to overturn the 2020 elections in his state. this story was yesterday.
Why? Why was it? Yeah, it was Trump just like, you know what? I'm going to try Wisconsin one more time.
he's probably just running through the dial.
Is he bored?
Thursday is Wisconsin day, or that's Tuesday.
Hi, can I speak to
Thursday's
Nebraska?
Thursday's Pennsylvania.
ass people all the time?
Listen, Robin. I just need. We've heard what he asks. We've got Raffensperger's right. tape, right? Listen. I just need.
Yeah.
20,000 votes.
Is there not a tape of this one?
Trump lost Wisconsin to Biden by more than 20,000 votes. Voss said that Trump phoned him after the state Supreme Court ruled this month that absentee ballot drop boxes are illegal. So they want to go back
right.
and nullify all of the votes that might have been picked up in absentee drop boxes.
But the way elections work is we have elections and there are rules. And then once we decide the rules, we have the election. But we can't change the rules
exactly.
during the election.
Exactly.
Because that's like...
after the election.
Right.
Exactly. Because everybody that dropped those ballots in there, it was a good faith
yes.
vote.
Right.
And they're saying, but there were you votes. Oh, no, drop boxes. What about all the mules? What about all the mules Dinesh D'Souza right. found?
But still, what about them? I don't care.
Well, it's all bollocks.
It's all bollocks. But you can't, like, call your bookie after the football game starts and say, you know what, I want to change my bet. Guy's like, fuck you. Doesn't work like that.
The reporter then asked Matt Smith, reporter Matt Smith asked when Voss last spoke to Trump
Wrong.
Within the last week. Within the last week?
Jesus.
The reporter said, before or after he tweeted about you, referring to a post from Trump. I mean, it's not a tweet, by the way. It's a truth. On his social media platform, the post referred to Voss as a rhino.
God.
Again, baselessly claiming the election was rigged against him. Let me see. I think we have that.
Damn.
We have that truth.
That's crazy, man.
Looks like Speaker Robin Voss, longtime professional rhino, always looking to guard his flank, will be doing nothing about the amazing Wisconsin Supreme Court decision, stating loud and clear that the impossible to control ballot unlock boxes in the state are illegal.
So, like, when Trump comes a-calling, you can either say, okay, he wants me to commit a felony, maybe. I don't want to do that, but then he's going to shame me on Truth Social and 7 people are going to read it.
What a waste of a brilliant and courageous decision by Wisconsin's highest court. What a waste. Look at you wasting this.
You wasted this courage.
It's like Blagojevich saying, I'm not going to waste this opportunity. I'm going to sell this motherfucking Senate
seat. It's a weird thing to say.
The Democrats would like to sincerely thank Robin and all of his fellow rhinos for letting them get away with, air quotes, murder.
Okay.
And then all caps, a rigged and stolen election.
So now in Trump's fucked up world, I have to thank this person for standing up to Trump. Huh?
A rigged and stolen election. That's Trump the musical. Rigged and stolen election. They stole it from me.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... Trump makes it sound like this one speaker from Wisconsin saved the election for Biden.
That's not the case. When in reality, yeah. And they've done their... Speaker Voss has done his best to try to... They tried to stop the drop boxes. They tried to stop all of that.
Right.
And they weren't successful.
Yeah. Because of the law. They had a change
with
the drop boxes after the election.
And don't forget something like in Pennsylvania, the Republicans are the ones that passed this shit because of COVID.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, you know, we can't do this absentee voting thing like we did before.
What's more memorable, these drop boxes that Mike Lindell's worrying about or the lock boxes that Al Gore was concerned about with Social Security? Are you more of about, do you like drop boxes or lock boxes? I like lock boxes. I like that. The Al Gore thing, my lock box.
That was one of the things I would request during my massages.
That's right.
Can I get the lockbox, please?
Al Gore, here's your towel. You want to keep that on?
How gross is that we know that about Al Gore?
That sucks for him. I mean, you know, he should have. I mean, listen, that guy almost made it out of politics without being a creep, but he just didn't.
Just that far. We've got, look at the time fucking flying today. We're having a grand old time.
Right.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
Yes.
This is, well, you were talking about these white nationalist dried fetishistans that are on their podcasts or whatever.
Can we do something about this? I am over these Nazis.
Well, in other countries, Jesus, they don't have that First Amendment thing, and you could get in trouble for all this shit that they're saying.
You can't tell me. I like the First Amendment and all that shit. Of course, I hate Nazis. What was the issue?
Yeah, but if you start saying but.
No, I hate Nazis. There is no but.
I mean, if they're inciting violence and stuff like that, then let's talk.
It's fascism. They have to be driven back into the forest. It's a different...
This memoir leaked, and it was from Carolyn Bryant Donham. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. Well, this wasn't supposed to come out until after she died, but it shows that she never recanted her original testimony against Emmett Till, who tried to rape her, and frankly got what he deserved.
What the fuck?
He whistled at her. Was the accusation. You'll recall that 13, 14-year-old Emmett Till allegedly whistled at a white woman, and she mentioned it to some racist who then went and beat him senseless to death.
And now this person is recanting.
And somewhere in her, there's a memoir now that leaked, and she's in her 80s or something.
Oh, I see. And she's recanting what she said?
But that's not what I've been seeing in the news. In the news, she's been saying that she never wanted him killed, of course.
Right. God.
But who cares? You told some dudes that you were assaulted because a black kid allegedly whistled at you.
Right. So this guy's saying the story might be a little different. Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
What difference does it make? Like you just said.
But it's not.
Someone got murdered.
It's not different.
It's not different.
He's saying he tried to rape her.
Did this guy actually read the memoir?
This memoir leaked. And it was from Carolyn Bryant Donham.
Carolyn Bryant Donham. I think that's the name.
Here's where we know this guy's full of shit because... Where is he breaking this? On CNN? Is this on MSNBC?
Oh, he's on Twitch, it looks like.
The one guy on Twitch is breaking this story. Okay.
I'm just going by the chat. He's got a chat on screen, and it kind of looks like the Twitch chat. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, Daily Stormer. I don't know. All I know, one of the other platforms where
Fox
you can live stream.
News Digital.
But it does look like Twitch.
Right.
I can't imagine Twitch would allow this.
I think that's how you pronounce her last name. Well, this wasn't supposed to come out until after she died, but it shows that she never recanted her original testimony against Emmett Till, who tried to rape her and frankly got what he deserved. Frankly got exactly what he deserved for the crime of attempted rape.
He whistled.
That there's no way the memoir says that. This is bullshit.
So they might be YouTube too.
Oh yeah, we're covering.
Oh no, you know what? He's got a YouTube Silver.
Oh,
which I think is 100,000 subscribers.
Okay.
You get that? If you get 100,000 subscribers, YouTube sends you a silver plaque.
Right.
Congrats.
So great. So
I think it's.
So he's blathering this bullshit to 500,000 people. God. Jesus. This is stupid.
He's not coming up on Twitch, so he might be. It might be.
He might be streaming somewhere else.
Right.
And just has his you know, it could be like OBS, which is a streaming program. It's kind of a generic one that a lot of people use. You can filter your you can filter your chat through that, and it could look like that too.
I'm so. Filtering my chat through Therabots in my rectum.
So that's Vincent James.
Yay! He figured it out, guys. It's different than we always thought, and this guy knows. This one fucking guy on Twitch knows everything. Yay!
This one is great, and I hope we hear the host speak, because he's still one of my favorites. We had a little bit of him yesterday. Stu Peters, everybody.
He's so angry.
This time he's got on a former recent candidate.
Yes.
For a seat in the Maryland House of Delegates. And she ran as a Republican.
Okay. And she's like an astro-Nazi.
Crazy radical America first candidate.
What party again? I'm sorry. I missed
that. I believe she's a Republican.
Okay, let me write that down. Republican. Oh, wow. Jeez.
Oh, there's the results here.
She lost.
In the primary for the House of Delegates District 34A.
Right.
In Maryland.
Yes.
The percentage, Glenn Glass won with 37%. Teresa Walter came in second with 32%. David Martin came in third with 21%.
Yeah.
And Shanika Hollingsworth came in dead last with 549 total votes.
Jeez.
And that was 8%.
God.
There was a low turnout for
that's
that,
scary,
for that
dude.
District.
That...
So what, 2, 3, 2, 4, 5, about 6,000 total votes.
Right.
But she got 549 votes. She got 8%.
Okay. A lot of potential.
37%, 32, and 21.
And then 8.
She got 8. But guess what?
Yeah.
She ain't conceding, Ryan.
From my cold, dead fingers.
And here is Shanika Hollingsworth on the Stu Peters Show claiming election fraud.
These fucking people.
So there's definitely meddling in these elections going on. And I think the establishment knows, the establishment Democrats and Republicans know, how dangerous of a candidate I would be had I been fairly elected to the House of Delegates.
I think we all know how dangerous a candidate.
These Republicans, man.
Establishment Democrats and Republicans know how dangerous of a candidate I would be.
Stu just has resting, I'm going to kill you face. As he's listening to this.
Stu, I think you should be on a podcast.
It's very angry.
Yeah. Your face isn't doing anyone any favors.
Candidate I would be had I been fairly elected to the House of Delegates. Because this campaign has shaken up so many things over the past year. We've activated so many young people, young America firsters. I was talking to some college students.
You got 500 votes.
Excuse me.
You got 500 votes.
Is that a term they're using? We're going to activate some younger American firsters?
Yeah, the Hitler youth.
I don't like
that.
I mean,
excuse me, the America firsters youth.
You misspoke.
Yeah.
It has shaken up so many things. Over the past year, we've activated so many young people, young America firsters.
Ooh.
I was talking to some college students yesterday who drove up from their colleges to come and vote for me in this election.
Holy shit.
I know for a fact that the energy on the ground was there for me. And these numbers do not reflect that. And we're going to be investigating that and looking into that and not.
You talked to like four people who were like, I drove up to vote for you.
I think there's so, how many people voted for her?
540
something. Can we just get a list of them and then.
549.
Right.
Well, no, that's not how we work.
No. No, you're not listening. We're going to have a bunch of healthcare professionals. We're going to divvy up the names. And they're going to give these people some therapy and some drugs because they're in need of something. Why would you vote for this person? What's wrong with you?
Well, more Democrats voted in the primary.
She only got 8.
So that's good.
8% though.
She's dead last out of 4.
That's a lot of
people. By a lot.
Right. 500 people. Did she put out yard signs? I mean, did she have a Facebook page? You only got 500 fucking votes.
She's lying. It was stolen, Ryan.
Oh, right.
Because she's the America firster. How many votes? Biggest America firster.
Trump needed 11,000 from Georgia.
I just need 11,000.
How many does she need?
Not that many. It's a small district.
Scary.
I closed it.
Very scary. She just needs a fuck ton more than she has, correct?
Well, the winner got 2,400 votes.
Oh.
So she only needs 1,900 votes. I only need to find 1,900 votes. But 1,900 votes would be like 30%
right.
of the electorate.
But she got 500 something.
Right. But she would need that much more. I accounted for her 500.
It's scary when we're not talking in huge numbers because it seems like it's possible that she could win.
But it's a small district. It's a state district in Maryland.
Right.
And there's more Democrats. There were like 8,000 Democrats voted or something like that.
That's good. That's good.
In their primary.
It was stolen.
It was stolen on the Stu Peters show. She goes crying to Stu Peters.
So is that the way it's going to be every time? Every time some, some Republican loses by a lot, they're going to say, I didn't lose. I'm not conceding. This is part of it now.
And then strap in for this one. I'm assuming that maybe we'll have more from this person in the future.
Okay.
Until he's arrested. He's another one with some kind of video cast going on.
Jeez.
In the trenches with Teddy Daniels.
We're going to call this. I think I'm going to call this show. I figured it out. In the trenches. What do you think?
Teddy Daniels was a MAGA candidate who ran for lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania.
Oh, one of these terrifying fuckers.
He did not win.
These lieutenant governors are fucked.
Let's describe where he's at. He's in a room. He himself is wearing a fatigue camo shirt with a green army colored t-shirt underneath.
Is there a cross burning?
He's a large, oafish kind of dude, older, bald with a gray goatee. The back, let's just talk about the back wall. Very large gun, police baton, looks like a cattle prod, very large gun. These are in different places. Also a couple of shelves with like helmets. There's some kind of commemorative football.
What do you think is going on in a lot of these houses around here? Do you think there's similar walls of guns?
There appears to be a curio kind of thing on the wall with little, it looks like it might be patches or badges of some sort.
Yes. I think those are D&D awards.
There's a sign that says, warning, does not play well with liberals.
Really? Thank you for telling me.
Another sign says, combat wounded. I don't know what that means. Well, thank you for your service, you fucking nut job.
Right.
There's a Jack Daniels whiskey ad in a frame.
Right.
So I'm just setting that. Oh, there's a pair of handcuffs.
Oh, geez. Those are serious handcuffs. I don't think those
are
like...
What is going on?
Those aren't foreplay handcuffs. Those are seriousness.
There's the I Want You poster, the Uncle Sam pointing at you.
Yeah, so that's very creative. Good choice.
So there you go. There's a little hint of what's hanging behind this guy and on his wall of crazy. But listen to this shit.
Okay.
This he didn't win, but he ran. For lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Did I mention Republican? Will I need to?
Right. Note that down, Shelby.
Sissification of America.
Word one. I mean.
You know, kids aren't allowed to fight at recess anymore. You know, when I was a kid growing up, you had a problem with somebody, even in elementary school.
You just beat the fuck out of them.
And then you end up in a basement with a fuck ton of guns on the wall. Right?
Sissification of America. You know, kids aren't allowed to fight at recess anymore. You know, when I was a kid growing up, you had a problem with somebody, even in elementary school, you handle it. High school, you handle it. I bet you 95% of millennial men out there today, I bet you that, and the number might even be higher, never even been in a fist fight. Ever. Man, that's how you worked your way up back in the day.
Well, that's...
You know, it was to talk shit and get hit. But now with social media, everybody's sissified.
He wants people beating the shit out of each other constantly, I guess. Well, you hit me in the face.
You know, it was to talk shit and get hit. But now with social media...
Wait a second. Do you think Trump has ever been anywhere near of any kind of a fist fight?
I mean, no.
In his pampered, coddled life? Didn't he get thrown out of his boarding school for punching a teacher or something like that? Yeah.
I imagine he might have. I can see him being the type of person that would maybe beat someone up. I mean, he was a tall guy on the college baseball team. Do you know what I mean? He probably had some.
Well, he did have those very painful bone spurs.
Yeah, he couldn't fight because of the bone spurs.
Uh-oh, Marjorie trending. We'll get to that in a second.
You worked your way up back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, it was to talk shit, get hit. But now with social media, everybody's sissified. You can say what you want without getting punched in the teeth for it.
Oh, yeah.
And that gives that beta male, that feminine type male, some sort of feeling of, well, I just told him.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Till one day you run into that person and they forget that they're on social media.
Yeah. At the glory hole.
We got a lot of problems. And we need to bring back true masculinity. You know, back in the early days of government, dueling was still legal. Maybe we need to bring dueling back.
Wants to bring dueling back.
Wait. For a second there, I forgot that he ran for lieutenant governor.
Lieutenant God governor of damn. Pennsylvania.
Dueling?
We got a lot of problems. And we need to bring back true masculinity. You know, back in the early days of government, dueling was still legal. Maybe we need to bring dueling back. Maybe we need to let the alpha male rise to the top again instead of being put down by insecure sissy beta males.
Right. Good point. Yeah, I bet this guy was all about wearing a mask and he's vaccinated, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Is Fetterman the governor or a senator? He's running for Senate, right?
Yes. But he was lieutenant governor.
Why?
Or is lieutenant governor.
Why are there crazy people in Pennsylvania? It's like, I feel like it's playing a clip from Alabama shit.
It's
like
nuzzled up against Tennessee there, right? Or whatever.
Jesus.
Kentucky, Tennessee.
This country, there's no place safe from these conservatives. You know, outside the city in California, these lunatics are all over the place.
Right.
How many guns am I supposed to have in the background of my Zoom shot to be not part of the sissification? How many people do I have to hit?
I know you got to work your way up, right?
I don't even understand that.
Got to work our way up. We have Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast. And I just want to apologize to America if we inadvertently have added to the sissification of the country by being a liberal bitch-ass podcast.
Oh, yeah, for a long time.
What did that guy say? He doesn't play well with liberals or something? What is he?
The sign on the wall, yeah. Oh. Warning, doesn't work well with liberals.
This penis is just for glory holes. Warning.
Don't forget tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jesus is coming back, right?
We'll have some really interesting clips.
Is Jesus resurrected tomorrow? Friday? Or
I don't think so. Didn't that already happen?
Oh, yes, that's right. It did.
And we celebrated it on Easter, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nick Fuentes.
Oh, okay.
You may have heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not
this
sure.
This guy is just all personality.
I think he might be a guest on this other guy's show.
These podcasts by these assholes.
Conspiracy Castle, Ryan.
I got my conspiracy castle in my lockbox.
Conspiracy Castle.
Shut the fuck up.
Got a fancy overlay. It's really cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Conspiracy Castle.
The one dude in a suit is Alex Stein. It says number 99. I don't know what that means. And then Nick Fuentes is on the other side of the screen. It says Conspiracy Castle.
Number 99 is an Alex Jones thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
What? I don't know what number 99 means.
I think I know this Alex Stein guy. I think I remember him from like open mics in L.A. I swear to fucking God, this guy used to do comedy. And now he does like the Alex Jones show. Like he's like second banana or some shit like that.
Skipping.
How can we be apart on 99?
Toto, 99.
That's a song from...
Yeah, from Toto.
Damn, the only song I know by Toto is Africa.
Well, they did other stuff.
Did they?
Obviously.
Shit, man. Toto's like, you know, you guys can book me for whatever you want, but we're not doing that one song.
Yeah, who are you?
Get the fuck out. That's a great
Skipping.
Song, man.
This thing that I've become. Gonna take the light and drag me away from you. We're gonna go in and kill all the Nazis and the snakes.
That's exactly the vibe you get.
Also the sharks and all the bad animals, too.
This is Nick Fuentes and Alex Stein on Conspiracy Castle.
The Scissor Cast.
When they say you're alt-right, because they call me that too, what is some of your, you can't be all alt-right, like what are some of your left-leaning viewpoints in your opinion, Nick?
I don't think I really have any left-leaning viewpoints.
None? I mean, I guess maybe socially, like what, I mean, I know you're not a big fan of gay marriage, I doubt that, you're probably not a big fan of the sexualization of children and trans stuff, but I'm just trying to think like, I mean, there's nothing kind of liberal lefty that you could throw in their face. Be like, hey, look, I support this.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I'm a reactionary. So, I mean, my when I say right wing, it comes from the French Revolution. That's the origin of the term. And it's really this conflict between the Catholic Church and modernity. That's really where ideology and modern politics comes from, is from Machiavelli. And Jeez. It comes from this tension between.
Oh, my God.
I'm Facebook friends Holy with shit. Alex Stein. I am. I just looked him up. I'm friends with him.
With this Alex Stein?
Yeah. Yeah. Alex Stein 99 on Twitter.
How do you? Why?
Dude, I don't know. I'm friends with like 5,000.
Modernity. That's really where ideology and modern politics comes from, is from Machiavelli. And it comes from this tension between so-called Athens and Jerusalem, between faith and reason. And so I would say that I'm a hardcore Catholic reactionary. As far as like liberal views, I mean, I'm honestly sort of liberal, like person to person. But in terms of like government, I think government needs to be as right wing as possible.
Person, in other words, I don't have any courage to say anything to your face.
I'm looking at all my mutual friends with this guy. I guarantee fucking to you, none of these people know who this fucking Alex Stein is, because like they're all
are they all libs?
It's no way. So, yeah. I mean, God, jeez, yeah. God, that's crazy. I don't know the guy. What a fucking horrible person.
Primetime number 99, Alex Stein podcast. That's what it is. Not following Crab Diving.
Right. Shame.
We don't follow them either.
Shame, you Nazi.
So there you go. That's that's Nick Fuentes. And he doesn't have any liberal juices flowing through him.
No, wait, we're friends on Facebook, you fuck.
Alex. The Alex with the guy.
Alex Stein, yeah. I'm friends with him. So you got some liberal juices. Digitally.
I don't know. Maybe he hate follows a lot of liberals. Or
I don't know.
Maybe he had some bots doing some follow backs. follow back kind of shit.
Yeah.
Also in the news this fine Thursday.
Right.
Very excited for when do the hearings start? Probably soon, right?
They start at probably like in an 7 hour. PM Eastern.
That's in, right after our show, so you'll be That's able to right. go right from us to listen to Trump.
Oh my
listen
God.
To Trump's outtakes.
I love you. You're great. No, he did that the day of. This won't be that one. I want to see the outtakes from that shit. Why isn't there outtakes from that?
He probably flushed them or ate them.
Yeah.
Or something.
Why aren't they calling anybody in prime time for these hearings that they can yell at? It's pissing me off. There's nobody to yell at. Like, why don't they bring in, Stephen Miller and say, why isn't Trump there? They can't subpoena him?
I guess they could. I mean, it'd be unprecedented, probably, I assume.
Who gives a shit? I tell you what, man. I want to see Trump's ass testifying. It's all about... In what other world would you have the main target of the... Is he the target of the investigation?
Trump?
Yeah.
Which investigation?
Well, I guess they don't have a target. They can only recommend shit.
The Sixth Committee?
Yeah.
Right. They can hand stuff over to the DOJ.
We live in a weird country. We have this committee investigating this thing that happened on January 6th. They're saying is orchestrated by Trump, but they're not going to call Trump? I mean, that's the one guy I want to hear from. Under oath. Under oath. Well, I want to hear from this motherfucker.
He's complaining. Nobody's defending him.
Donald, is it true that you said, like, oh, I'm glad Mike Pence is going to get hanged to whoever the fuck you were talking to? Did you say that? I mean.
No.
I want Adam Schiff to question Donald Trump.
It's a lie. Don Jr. said that.
That's what I want.
This is, speaking of Don Jr.
Yay!
New Republic.
Yes.
Has a story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel a sneeze coming on.
God bless you. At Vile Experience. Follow him on Twitter.
Thank you, Lord, for these allergies.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate the fuck out of it.
God.
It's been a great bunch of decades with it. the headline is it's really a great read. I read it. It's fun.
Yes.
And just how stupid and corrupt and inept this motherfucker is. Joe Rubin is the author. He wrote How Donald Trump Jr. Promised and Failed to House the World's Poor. He and partner were going to build, quote, millions of houses for poor people in the developing world. They built virtually no units, left investors high and dry, and sued their creditors rather than pay them.
So
that's right out of Daddy's playbook.
But why would they borrowed the money to do this and then they didn't do it? They must have. What happened with the money that they spent? If they sued their creditors so they didn't have to pay them back, that means the money's still out there.
In a previous piece at the New Republic in September, they showed what happened when Don Jr. and his partners promised to renovate a former naval hospital and bring a Trump 5-star hotel to the town of North Charleston, South Carolina. They left the hospital in a state of disrepair. The hotel was never built. The episode cost taxpayers at least $33 million. And Junior and his partners walked away with a profit.
Damn. Wait a second. But it's a charity. Maybe they don't understand the concept of charity. Maybe that's the issue.
The The company made questionable promises about wind energy turbines,
yes,
claimed giant losses on their tax returns, damaged a small law firm by failing to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills, and refused to pay a temporary employment agency for the workers that the company provided.
Oh, my God. Why do this all in the first place?
Ultimately, one burned customer said Don Jr. is a three-card Monty dealer, more than a benevolent son of a billionaire trying to make his mark.
I thought Don Jr. was eventually going to be our governor or something. It wasn't that happening.
That was bounced around.
Or wait.
They're still talking about what's Eric's wife.
Who is that? What's her name?
Lara?
Lara. Trump didn't even know about her.
Right? He even said it. He joked.
Who the fuck is
Lara? Which wasn't a joke. He joked that I didn't even know who she was until she raised $1 million for my campaign. But wasn't she the one that was involved in that shady dog charity here in Florida that they still tell donate to because they're skimming money and shit like that?
But why is Don Jr. doing a charity, though? Doesn't he have a bad history?
Like, you know, there was probably a point in his life where he was trying to pretend like he was.
I don't think so. I think this guy's a gangster, and he's always been a little fucking dirty little gangster. I don't know.
God, and how colonizer, right? We're gonna bring millions of houses to all these brown people in the developing world.
I'm gonna pocket millions of dollars and not make any houses. It's
a long read, but it's worth it. It's amazing with these motherfuckers. And just the atmosphere is infuriating and will make you want to light torches and grab the pitchforks.
Yeah.
Because this system is ridiculous. The fact that he could do that to that hospital, renovate it. We're going to renovate it and walk away.
He didn't renovate it?
Well, leave it in disrepair and polluted, and the taxpayers clean it up. And he ends up with a profit somehow.
Well, because he sued his creditors and didn't have to pay the money back.
That's how the system is. It's tilted towards these motherfuckers like this.
Right, right. Well, they got the hospital partially renovated. And some people got housing or no people got housing.
How about putting up a hospital for the poor? No, let's tear down let's fix this hospital and put in a really nice hotel.
You know what I think? And we don't even need to build anything for this. There's plenty of space if we empty out all the nonviolent offenders and shit. Throw these motherfuckers in jail. Just put them in jail so they can quit hurting us. God.
Starts when Trump Jr. and a business partner pledged to build millions of homes for low-income people by building and shipping prefab low-cost housing around the world.
Wow, that sounds like a good program.
However, the New Republic's investigation was only able to find a few properties that they built, including one for the mayor of North Charleston, South Carolina, a major booster of the company.
Wait a second. Where was the homes? Where was it?
The mayor of North Charleston, South Carolina.
They built a home where
they built one for him. No, they built one for him.
Oh, out in this.
They built him a house.
That's like a vacation thing. That's like you built someone a vacation home. That's not a good
investors in the firm were then left high and dry, and the venture ended up suing its own creditors to avoid repaying the money they owed.
Yeah.
One particularly telling example of how the business operated came when a firm called Tactic Homes agreed to purchase 36,000 housing kits from Trump Jr.'s firm and was horrified when the firm shipped them crates full of garbage housing kits with no windows, no doors, no cabinets, no plumbing, no electrical, no cables, no reinforcement bars. It was just like a bunch of wood.
This Don Jr. is running around sniffing all the cocaine. Not even like Jimmy Carter can do this with his eyes closed. Jimmy Carter does this. Why is he doing this? Habitat for Humanity has this under control. This is not for you, you fuck.
Michael Cohen told the New Republic, he said, you know why he ended up getting into this business? because he wanted to be his own man. He didn't want to be under the auspices or control of his father for his whole life. He wanted to make money on his own. He was desperate to make money on his own, and desperate people do stupid things.
Well, there you go. He did a stupid thing. It sounds like he did a criminal thing. And like he
a lot of criminal things. They all are shady as fuck.
I mean, he's cheating a charity. He embezzled money or how whatever the right. fuck he did.
He can't do charities in New York anymore.
Why isn't someone look into that? Is there a law is there a fucking cop that can look into the goddamn Trumps and quit doing bullshit? Get off your fat fucking ass and investigate Donald Trump. God. So many stories in the root of these cops doing bad shit. Go do some good shit. Go arrest one of these Trumpers.
Oh, yeah.
Do that.
Do we have a first... the first vote from our new justice... Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Okay.
Her first vote is a dissent in a 5-4 order that pits the Supreme Court's 5 men against the women. That's odd.
Okay. That's how it's split?
I guess this is, it says the application, I don't know what this is. It's United States v. Texas et al.
Oh, God.
Something about Homeland Security.
Right.
Justice Sotomayor, Kagan, Barrett, and Jackson. Amy Coney Barrett voted with Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson, would have granted the application for the stay. So it's denied. The Solicitor General suggested the court might want to construe the application. Okay, the parties, whether the state plaintiffs have Article 3 standing and to challenge the Department of Homeland Security's guidelines on the enforcement of civil immigration law. So this is how much the state has to listen to the feds, I guess,
well,
in regards to immigration law.
From a state that is nutty.
Not a lawyer.
I would love for the state to listen to more to the feds on most things. I mean, it's Florida.
Most states, yes. Yes.
Nobody
yes.
that runs this state yes. is sane. All loons. Diddlers.
The access to contraceptives thing is crazy.
It's nuts.
So many Republicans would vote against that.
They use contraceptives. Are there with people that use contraceptives?
We have also in the news, I got to play this one. Mm-hmm. Not wait till tomorrow.
Right. Oh, is this a Jesus thing?
So when it comes to witchcraft, I ain't playing any games. I ain't making any more mistakes with witchery.
He's wearing a shirt that said, black t-shirt says revival. I ain't making no more mistakes with witchery.
And he leans over.
And he bends down witchery. like he's Wicked. He's performing Wicked.
What mistake? I guess he's going to tell us.
So when it comes to witchcraft, I ain't playing any games. I ain't making any.
Oh, Greg Locke, by the way, Pastor Greg Locke, batshit Kentucky. He calls himself hillbilly preacher.
He's trying to be one of these like younger guys that appeals to like. Hipster Jeebus people, do you think?
Really?
I don't know. I mean, you know, he wears a t-shirt. He's casual Friday instead of like suit and tie.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
got jeans on.
He's got bright colors on that scrim behind him. There's no cross.
So when it comes to witchcraft, I ain't playing any games. I ain't making any more mistakes with witchery. I ain't compromising with it. I ain't being nice to it. I ain't being kind to it. That whole group said, oh, we all going to show up one Sunday morning with our outfits. We're going to have all our stuff. And I hope they let the office know what Sunday they're coming. Because I'm going to have about 30 brooms up here, and I'm going to hand them all a broom and tell them to get out in Jesus' name.
I guess some real witches have said they're gonna protest in front of his church. He's going to hand them brooms and say, get out.
going to show up one Sunday morning with our outfits. We're going to have all our stuff. And I hope they let the office know what Sunday they're coming. Because I'm going to have about 30 brooms up here, and I'm going to hand them all a broom and tell them to get out in Jesus' name. I'm not playing with witches at all. I don't care how mad that makes you. I don't care.
30 brooms. These are the classic looking brooms. Let's say, how much is a broom?
I don't know. You could probably get, you know, if you get them in bulk at the local Piggly Wiggly or something.
Yeah. I'm just saying that's an expensive statement. That's going to be at least, it's going to be, that's over $100 worth of brooms. He's got I bet that's $200 worth of fucking brooms this guy's going to hand out for some dumb, you know. Do you want, hey, Shelby, I'm going to give you a broom. Are you a witch?
I don't care. God said kill him. And all I said was get out of the church.
God said kill him. All I said was get out of the church.
Oh, so is he good cop, bad cop? He's bad. He's good cop, but Jesus is bad cop.
Kill him.
That's crazy.
And all I said was get out of the church.
Thank you.
Quit messing with them witches. That's why your marriage is a mess. That's why your kids are cursed. That's why your animals stay sick.
What?
It's why you keep losing your job. It's why you can't get ahead financially. It's why your car keeps breaking down. You're under a curse and you just won't admit it.
Yeah, republicanism.
Right.
Yeah, conservatism is the curse we're under.
The minimum wage is too low.
Right, all of those things. All of those things would be alleviated by a UBI.
Right, right. That would help the curse, and, not a broom.
Universal health care.
And these witches that need to go away are Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, and who else is a witch? Our senator, the weird-looking one.
Marriage is a mess. That's why your kids are cursed. That's why your animals stay sick. Jeez. It's why you keep losing your job. It's why you can't get ahead financially. It's why your car keeps breaking down. You're under a curse, and you just won't admit it. Quit messing with them. You play with fire, you're going to get burned 100 times out of 100.
Quit messing with the witches.
So I've been hanging out with the witch, and the timing belt keeps going out. My
God. Oh, they're hanging out with the witch.
Well, I mean, if they have the power, realistically, if witches have the power to fuck with your car, wouldn't they also have the power to fix your car? Can you fuck with my car in a way that would fix it?
I mean, I guess.
Right. Is okay, so my horn keeps going off on my car because there's something wrong with some electrical issue. And I gotta disconnect the horn. Or do I have to get rid of a curse?
Oh, maybe your car is cursed.
I would rather do that. I would rather get rid of, because that to get rid of the curse, I don't have to take the bumper off. I just get some, what do I need to get rid of the curse?
Right.
What do I
mean,
need?
It's a ridiculous setup. In this car, I gotta
yeah,
say,
yeah, it is cursed.
A very ridiculous setup the way they made this car,
yeah,
and put the horn,
there's
one on each side,
and it's also there's not a fuse for the horn, so I can't just take
out a fuse. Correct, there's this weird computer junction box, and if you pull one fuse, you're gonna kill half of the electrical and stuff,
you know. I messaged the flat earther mechanic guy that fixed my car last time, and he told me to take out the fuse.
Cell phone he has?
Yeah.
Really? Not 5G, I bet.
Oh, he's such a little sellout to science. He didn't want to admit it. He goes to AutoZone.
What did he talk to you about? The vaccine, was it? Oh, I said you got a 50-50 chance.
It's like you vaccinated. I said I'm fully vaccinated. He goes, oh, let me know how it works out. I hope you do okay. I know about 5 to 7 people who've died from it.
Exactly.
I was like, the virus?
Bullshit.
No, the vaccine.
Bullshit.
I was like, 5 to 7. That's scary.
A meth overdose is not considered a vaccination.
Yeah, and he's a dumb fuck. He told me to take the relay out. There is no fuse or relay in a Chrysler 200 for a horn, motherfucker.
Right.
I looked at the fucking YouTube videos.
Correct.
Fucks. God. You got to take the tire out. You have to take the front left tire off to put a new battery in.
Yes.
That's fucked up.
It's an inconvenient design.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know why they...
Because they hate people. I don't know.
It vexes me.
But Chrysler's not the... Henry Ford was the Nazi guy that made cars. right?
Yes.
This isn't a Nazi car. This is a Chrysler. It's not a Nazi.
We've got more stories of these motherfuckers going door to door asking you who you voted for.
Oh, my God. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want that around here.
A year and a half later.
Where are they doing this?
Colorado.
Jeez.
Trump supporters have been going door to door questioning their neighbors about their voting habits in an apparent intimidation campaign. Yeah.
None of your fucking business.
Two men knocked on Michelle Garcia's door. They wanted to talk about voting.
Yeah.
One was carrying a clipboard, wearing a baseball cap. The other had a blue-collared shirt.
Yes.
And some kind of lanyard.
Oh.
She said at first she thought nothing of it. It's not uncommon for candidates or political parties to canvass the neighborhood. She lives in Pueblo, Colorado.
Yes.
I've been to Pueblo. But the men at Garcia's door were not part of a get-out-the-vote effort. They were part of a growing national movement by regular people trying to root out alleged fraud in the election.
Well, Pat, I like to call these Nazis!
Two old white fucks.
Yes.
She left that description out.
Nice!
I'll put that out there. Said, we're doing a voter verification project. Oh. We're working off the city voter list, and we wanted to ask a couple of questions about the 2020 vote.
Oh, okay. I'm going to need you to suck my dick. Go fuck off.
And she's got the video on her Ring camera.
Yeah.
Of these assholes.
Are they intimidating? Or they?
No. They're just two stupid old guys.
It's none of your fucking business, you motherfuckers. How do you like that?
His specific questions were, quote, did you vote by mail-in ballot? How many times have you voted? He wanted to know who I voted for, who Jeez. I supported. How do I know that it wasn't changed? How do you know your vote wasn't changed?
Let me ask you a question. Are you involved in any incest shit? I mean, let me ask the maggot questions, please.
A lot of the questions seemed targeted at the county clerk and recorder's office and that it was fraudulent.
Jeez.
She said she never had any issues and didn't want to discuss her personal voting record.
Right.
She said they're very intimidating. There was no boundaries with their ethics or with civility. They will push until you give an answer. They're very intimidating. It's not a question of, do you think this was done? How do you feel about it? It's, we know this was done. How do you know it wasn't?
How do you know it wasn't?
Right. That's moron logic.
Yeah. You're being invaded by morons. Jeez, stay away from people. What are they doing this all over the place? Are little maggots knocking on people's door that they probably think are liberal? I bet a lot of people they bother are brown.
I think we heard about Arizona before. In the more than 18 months since the 2020 election, no widespread fraud has been found anywhere in the United States. Yet these sorts of controversial efforts where everyday Americans are galvanized by a steadfast election denial movement to try to uncover voter fraud in their own communities
are
growing.
Oh, God. Are these everyday Americans? Are these already racist, dumb shitbags that want to do this, though? Maybe that is everyday Americans.
Make the difference. I'm doing the scales.
It depends on where you live.
I'm doing the scales.
What are they doing here? Are they just going to... Are they going to show up to our house? Hey, who'd you vote for?
The data they yield isn't considered credible by election experts, and the door-to-door nature of the interactions is raising concerns about voter intimidation.
Yeah, get the fuck away from me.
Matt Crane, former county clerk, now executive director of the Colorado County Clerks Association.
Yes.
A Republican, even. Says these groups claim to be election integrity groups, and nothing could be further from the truth. They're undermining public confidence in our elections with no proof of anything. What they're doing is making it so much harder for those of us who are actually serious about election integrity
Whatever.
And trying to identify and close gaps in our processes, the kind that get that kind of work done.
Listen, Republican, these are your people. These are your people doing this, and it's your party, and it's your house, and clean the shit up. It's you. This guy's acting like, I don't know what these people are up to.
300 miles west of Pueblo in Mesa County, a deeply Republican part of Colorado.
Right.
Three women came to Ann Landman's door on a summer evening last year. Did I mention this is NPR? Mm-hmm. She recalled, quote, "They just said they were canvassing, surveying, and I asked if I voted in the last election. I said, yes. And they said, did your husband vote in the last election? I said, yes, he did. And they said, okay, thank you very much."
Why do they want to know?
Landman, a well-known Democratic activist in the area, she's a Democrat, said the women weren't aggressive, but she still wondered why they were at her door. She later read about the group and said she was annoyed that she had answered their questions.
You know, people start asking you questions about this shit. It's like, show me your fucking credentials. Who are you with?
The volunteer organization at her door was called the U.S. Election Integrity Plan.
Oh, they can fuck right off.
Which began in Colorado after the election. Is not associated with any government entity or election office.
Yeah. You know what you tell these people to do? You tell them to go back to their office and to suck Mike Lindell's dick.
The U.S. Election Integrity Plan put out a report this spring saying their volunteers knocked on nearly 10,000 doors.
Oh, my God.
In just four Colorado counties.
God, you maggots.
El Paso, Weld, Pueblo, and Douglas.
Go home. Quit bothering people.
And there's officials in other counties, including Mesa, says canvassing was done there as well. Several other states have also seen canvassing.
Jesus Christ. Leave people the fuck alone.
Election denial influencers have been traveling the country working to motivate people to do these sorts of citizen investigations.
Yeah. Keep your investigation. Go fuck. Who are these fucking bitches? These little tattletales, these brown shirts. What are you want to report on your neighbors? What are you going to say? Did your husband vote? Is he alive? Should I report you? I mean, what's going on?
The 2020 election wasn't even close to Colorado. Biden won by 13 fucking points.
Yeah.
Still, the state has become a hotbed for election conspiracists.
God.
Most Colorado counties use the voting system from Dominion.
Oh, my fucking God. This is Mike Lindell's bullshit.
There's another high-profile conspiracy case involving the Mesa County clerk. And the recorder, Tina Peters, the Republican who was indicted earlier this year, she's now facing 10 charges. So she's from that county.
No.
In Colorado. The one that got arrested for saying, oh, yeah, here's a copy of the software from this machine.
Oh, yeah.
Have at it.
Right. And those fake electors in Georgia, they're the target of investigations. So they're going after these motherfuckers. This is crazy. Stay away. Don't knock on people's doors, bothering them about who they fucking voted for.
A member of the group, a volunteer for the organization, said the intrusive questions that this one woman faced in Pueblo aren't the norm. Volunteers aren't supposed to ask a person who they voted for. Or to push to get answers, they're just supposed to verify publicly available information.
That's hilarious. You know why that's hilarious? Because the kind of people that would do this don't have any of those sensibilities. They don't give a shit.
We don't care how you voted. She lies.
Sure. We're just sending thugs just to remind you that we're watching you. That's what that is.
Said Republican Rebecca Kelty, former GOP congressional candidate, of course. She went out canvassing with these assholes in Colorado Springs, said the effort went smoothly. Most people were happy to talk. She said she's not sure why the canvassers were sent to certain locations, but that the votes were in question. Jeez. Based on a formula determined by leaders of the group. When the puzzle pieces don't fit together, it makes you wonder, she said. And if it's important to you, you'll look into it.
Jeez. You know, the thing is, I'll give you a script. What are these people called? The United Electors Association of Fucksticks?
Sure. Perfect.
When they show up, and they ask you this stuff, you tell them this: fuck off. Here's my middle finger. Suck a dick. get the fuck out of my, US get off my election property, integrity, motherfuckers.
U.S. election integrity plan.
These people are not owed your respect or civility. Tell them to fuck off. My God. What is wrong with people? Knocking on my door, want to know my shit?
They say it's a legal gray area.
God.
There's no law against, one person says there's no law against going door to door to figure out if people actually voted in the election that the certified data says they voted in.
Then there's no law to say that you can't tell them to fuck right off. Hey, these people are harassing folks. That's a Republican saying, hey, we're watching you. We know.
Some canvassers were also said to be spreading misinformation about people's votes. In Mesa County, the clerk's office said it answered questions for months. And according to county officials, a lot of voters were angry at the clerk's office because they said canvassers told them their vote wasn't counted.
Well, they're not anything official, right? These canvassers.
Right, right.
So how would they fucking know? So they're lying. These people come up to your door. They say a bunch of bullshit. Right.
And then they do it to intimidate the clerks, too, to get them to just be bombarded with assholes and assholery. And they quit. They're like, I can't stand it. And then they vote in some crazy maggot who's going to overturn the election easily.
But they're just canvassers. This is brown shirt shit.
This is like the ones that showed up. Do you remember some of those affidavits they had? And some of them were, they wouldn't let me in. I went to observe. I'd be an election observer. Right. Well, what, did you take the class and go through credentials? No. President Trump told me to just show up and observe.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me in.
That's what he told people to do in emails.
And you can't. You got to take the class. You could be an election observer. You got to go and take the class and be vetted. They don't just let any drooling asshole walk in and watch the people vote.
Bernie Bros that didn't vote for Hillary, this is that. This is why
a lot of that
you did. Okay. Even though she did win the popular vote.
Several voting rights groups have filed lawsuits to stop these sorts of canvassers from continuing their bullshit.
Right.
They allege this type of voter intimidation that will negatively affect communities of color. Yeah, some white guys show up.
Yes.
At your door in a black neighborhood, and you know they're probably constitutionally carrying.
Yeah.
Although Colorado, I don't know what the rules are. But you know where they can, they will.
Yeah. Answer the door and film them.
Did you vote in the last election?
Fucking answer the door, film them, put the shit on Facebook, get their names, dox these motherfuckers.
And kick them. Exactly. Film yourself kicking them the fuck off your property.
Right. But put their name out there on social media because we need to know who all the little brown shirt Nazi bitches are. I want to know who's dropping dimes on people getting abortion. Who is harassing motherfuckers? We need them on a fucking list because that's what they're doing to us. I want to
listen
to
Nazis. So when it comes to witchcraft, I ain't playing any games.
I want to listen to Nazis. You can't come to my door, ask me who I fucking voted for.
When it comes to playing games. Oh, man.
See how Greg Locke's going after those witches? That's how we got to go after them Nazis.
Some committee hearing in Congress yesterday.
Yeah.
Reiterating the points of mass shooters in your manifesto. The shooter at my high school, anti-Semitic, anti-black, and racist. The shooter in El Paso described it as an invasion. Guess what? Those guns are coming from the United States of America. They are coming from Mexico. They are not coming from Mexico. You are reiterating the points of a mass shooter, sir. Sir, you are perpetuating this violence. You need to
be being
stop.
Escorted out. He's not resisting.
Stop these things now.
Go get it.
There's David Hogg, activist.
He's from Florida, right?
Yeah. He was at the Parkland shooting.
Run for something. Please.
But get this. Do I have who said this? Yes, I do. So you heard that.
Right.
It was a hearing. He stood up.
Yeah.
He voiced his concerns. He was escorted out while he was still voicing his concerns. And we move along.
Somebody at the hearing was claiming that the guns are coming from Mexico.
That's part of it. Yeah. Yeah. Something. When the House Judiciary Committee convened yesterday to discuss gun control legislation, one pro-gun Republican lawmaker laid out his arguments in opposition of stricter laws.
Yes.
This is Andy Biggs, motherfucker from Arizona, one of the assholes.
Yes.
One of the many, but one of the bigger ones. He argued that Americans, specifically residents of my state, need assault weapons to protect ourselves against the invasion of undocumented migrants, who he referred to as a danger or threat. And that's when he said, the reality is it's an invasion on our southern border. That's when David Hogg jumped up and yelled, the shooter at my school was anti-Semitic, anti-Black, and racist. The shooter in El Paso described it as an invasion. Right. Guess what? Those guns are coming from the United States of America, not from Mexico.
Yeah.
You're reiterating the points of a mass shooter, sir. You are perpetuating violence.
Right.
But later on that evening on Tucker Carlson's show.
Ooh, oh, I bet Tucker loved this shit.
Andy Biggs, listen to what he compares it to.
Yeah.
He said, quote, meaning David Hogg, he's saying that I'm a terrorist manifesto toting conspiracy nut. And the reality is he wants to get on TV and he wants to advocate for a nutty position. And you're right. As a number of us raised, he interrupted our proceeding. And Democrats have said if you interrupt a proceeding, that's the definition of an insurrection. Dead people, fires, broken windows, shit on the walls.
Right.
Interrupting the hundreds of people trying to interrupt. Yes. The peaceful transfer of power is equal to skinny David Hogg standing up and yelling at an asshole congressman for 25 seconds until he is nonviolently
And he was saying
escorted
facts.
Out.
And he was saying facts.
Unreal.
What about
it's the same as January 6th? is what this motherfucker is saying.
Okay. Right, let's just play the tapes and do a side-by-side comparison.
The Democrats say that's an insurrection.
Did anyone interrupt
what's going on in Congress.
Did anyone get beaten with a knife tied to the end of a telephone pole?
Andy Biggs is one of the ones that's probably on the going-to-be-indicted list.
Ooh,
if anybody gets indicted. Yeah,
please,
he's one of the...
Please.
He was one of the guys that helped organize with... what's his name? Ali.
Yeah.
Look at the time has flown. We only got moments left in the big show. We really appreciate you guys listening, of course. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Right.
Oh my God. Here's a taste. There's a, people think they're not sure if it's parody, but they don't think it, we don't think it is because it's one of these crazy Christian groups. It's the Transformed Wife at Godly Womanhood.
Okay.
And some of the tweets that come out are just insane. And poor Ejemplo, here's one from yesterday.
Yes.
God's main purpose in creating sex was for married couples, men and women, to be fruitful and multiply. It was his first command to humankind. He's never rescinded this command.
Yes.
Marital sex is to produce life! Exclamation point. Satan's goal is the opposite. Remember that. Whom do you serve?
Get on. That needs a fog machine or something.
So if you're not having sex to have a baby.
Yes.
You're serving Satan.
Guys, we've reached utopia. The Christians just want.
If there's not one kid per load,
fucking.
One child per load, then you are evil and you are working with Satan.
Jeez, God.
We'll have more of that kind of shit tomorrow, everybody. Hopefully more Greg Locke clips.
I think we can find some.
Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, live, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app, crabdiving.com. Thank you so much for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon, or at the banner, using the banner on the webpage and on mobile. You can do it too.
Right.
And if you buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's got shows. Check out where and when. Go to Rated R Comedy on Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram. When I do them in different orders, it doesn't help me.
I know.
Also, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, all. We'll hit you up again tomorrow.
Jeebus.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.